I'd like to first off recognize my co-author, Giles Randall. Recently, at least in the last several years, we've seen introduction of some control-release nitrogen sources that are kind of targeted towards row crops, primarily corn. These products aren't really new. They've been around. These control-release products have been around for years in the turf and ornamental and horticulture areas. But with increasing costs in fertilizer, it seems like they might have some application now as we target them towards row crops. These sources are allowing farmers to maybe reevaluate or rethink some of their nitrogen decisions. Typical N management in Minnesota for corn, fall anhydrous or urea in the western part of the state, fall anhydrous with an inhibitor in the south central part of the state, along with combinations of preplant anhydrous, urea, preplant UAN. We do not recommend fall N in the southeastern part of the state on our lust soils, and we do not recommend fall N on our sandy soils. The research questions that we had in this study and that I'm going to address today are: do control release N sources enhance corn yield, total nitrogen uptake, economic return, and nitrogen use efficiency compared with these traditional sources we've used for decades? Specifically, I'm going to address our late fall applications of ESN superior to urea, and are they affected by placement, putting it in a band in the fall versus in broadcast incorporated? Another question, how do control release N sources compare or perform when compared to conventional sources when we look at time of application, fall versus spring? Materials and methods for this study, we had four sites from 2006 through 2009. They were on Nicollet Webster clay loam soils. These are pattern tile drained, poorly drained soils in south central Minnesota. All sites were on corn falling soybeans. The nitrogen sources we used were urea, anhydrous ammonia with and without N-serve or nitropyrin, ESN, Nitamin, Nutrisphere coated N, and Nutrisphere was only used in 2009. The nitrogen rate was 100 pounds per acre, which is kind of on the low side of our optimum range for corn falling soybeans, but we felt being a little bit on the low side should help identify the differences in these treatments based on that rate. The application timing was fall, which is typically the first week of November, and compare that to a spring preplant application, which was typically mid-April. Placement was 4-inch deep band for urea and ESN if it was placed in the fall, 6-inch deep band for anhydrous ammonia, and then broadcast and incorporated for several of the sources, or all the dry sources, urea, ESN, Nitamin, and NSN. Things that we measured: initial soil test, pH, Bray P, K, organic matter. Generally, all these sites were acid, moderately acid to weak acid soils, tested very high in P and K, and had organic matter in the range of 5 to 6%. 0 to 2 foot soil samples were taken for nitrate and ammonium at V6 to look at the effect of nitrification that had occurred. Corn grain yield, nitrogen uptake, economic return, and nitrogen use efficiency are the variables that I'm going to discuss today. We also measured some other variables. Return to N fertilization is based on $4 corn, 27 cents per pound of N as anhydrous, and 36 cents per pound of N for urea. And those are current October 2009 prices in Minnesota. Some of these products are not readily available at our dealers in Minnesota, so we used the kind of what industry's already told us is about an assumption of about 10 cents extra per pound of N for the control release sources, ESN and NSN. So that was one assumption that we did make as far as economics. The treatments, there's 13 total treatments. I'm going to break them down into the sections that we see in blue and kind of talk about them in each individual section that kind of meets the questions that I mentioned earlier. The first four I'm going to discuss are the ESN or urea, or a comparison between those either in a deep band, 4 inches deep, or in broadcast incorporated in the fall. The second set that I'm going to discuss is 10 treatments where we look at 4N sources, ESN, urea, Nitamin, anhydrous ammonia with or without N-serve, and then compare that fall applied versus pre-plant or spring applied. So this is the soil temperature in November at the time of application, and also the spring precipitation. This is a kind of a climatic data that helps determine what kind of end stress years we had. These are the cropping years over here. There we go. Over here on the left, we have the 2005-06 cropping year, meaning we applied our fall applied applications in the fall of 2005 in November. And here we have the average November 4-inch soil temperature at that period. So one of the things that's pretty evident is that we have pretty cool soils at the time of this application and from that period on for the rest of that month in the 4-inch depth. So if we're looking at the ideal of below 50 degree temperatures in the soil at the time of application to minimize nitrification, we certainly are below that. And in fact, typically in late November or December, our soils are going to freeze up and remain frozen probably till mid-March. The next thing that's going to drive end loss or end performance is probably April through June precipitation. And on the right there, you see the April through June precipitation departure from normal. And that's what's pretty evident in this year, in these cropping years of 2006 through 2009, are none of these years were really wet. In fact, two of them were basically normal, 06 and 08. And 07 is slightly drier than normal, and 09 was actually considerably drier than normal. So keep that in mind when we look at this data, that these really were not high precip springs and not high end stress years. This table looks at these first four treatments, ESN and urea, either in a band or a broadcast. On the far left, we have the main effects, nitrogen source and placement. The parameters we're going to talk about are the variables of interest are grain yield, total N uptake, economic return, and then nitrogen use efficiency. And we measured nitrogen use efficiency in the form of bushels per pound of N. And if you wonder why there's no statistics there, it actually, these variables tend to be quite, or nitrogen use efficiency tends to be quite variable if you measure it on a by-plot basis. But if you just take the means from each treatment and calculate it, you tend to get much better data. So we use that, but then, of course, you do not have any replication, so there's no statistics. Grain yield, nitrogen uptake were not significantly different when comparing the end source, ESN or urea, averaged across those placements. Economic return was significantly different. You see that there in red. Part of that is a small yield advantage here for urea, but primarily it's a little bit different cost structure there. When we look at placement, no difference between band or broadcast for grain yield, nitrogen uptake, or economic return. And these differences, I think, are relatively small in nitrogen use efficiency. We look at the interactions, and you see down here at the bottom, we have three in red that are highly significant. The old fun year by source by placement interaction. And actually, this one's pretty easy to explain, and I'll touch on that right now. And I'm just going to show the grain yield explanation, because basically the nitrogen uptake and economic return was the exact same explanation. It was driven by grain yield. This interaction by grain yield really comes into play here in 2006 and 2007. We see that ESN broadcast yielded about 10 bushels per acre less than ESN in a band. Now remember, these are all fall applied in this set of data. When we compare that to 2008, and we see just the opposite is occurring. Now ESN in a broadcast is actually better than a band, and where urea was pretty typical or pretty consistent in a band or broadcast in the first 2 years, it now was better in a band than it was in broadcast. So to summarize this 2006 through 2008 information, fall applied ESN did not increase corn grain yields and nitrogen uptake compared to urea in this study, but remember that we were looking at cool soils at the time of application and near normal spring rainfall, so not a high end stress environment. Economic return to N was greater with urea than with ESN, primarily to the cost structure. And in 2 or 3 years, yield and uptake and return to nitrogen was greater with fall band-applied ESN than with broadcast incorporated ESN. Now we're going to look at these five different sources and compare placements. Again, this data is from 2007 through 2008. We're going to look at grain yield and uptake and economic return. And again, the nitrogen use efficiency is calculated on the far right of the table. We look at nitrogen source, and we see grain yields are not significantly different. Nitrogen uptake, not significantly different. And economic return, not significantly different. And obviously with these three, all NS, we wouldn't expect that any of these nitrogen use efficiency values would be different to any extent. But when we go down and look at timing, now we look at the fall versus spring averaged across these N sources, we see that the N uptake was still greater with the pre-plant spring applications compared to fall. And when we look at these at the grain yields and the economic returns, these values in blue, they are not significant at the 5% level, but at the 10% level, they would have been significant. So there's clearly a trend there towards greater grain yield and economic return with pre-plant N compared to fall applied N averaged across these sources, even in a year or even in a series of 2 years where N stress was pretty minimal because of our climatic conditions. At the bottom, we talk about all the interactions in this data set were non-significant except for one source by timing for nitrogen uptake. That is right here, and that, I think, tells a pretty good story. Here we look at fall in the red bars versus spring in the olive bars. You look at anhydrous ammonia with NSERV and ESN, and you see pretty good consistent performance between fall and pre-plant as far as nitrogen uptake goes. When you compare Nitamin and urea, find my cursor, you see a fairly significant difference here between fall and spring, with spring being far superior in nitrogen uptake to fall. So a big part of this story in the fall versus spring was really driven by these two sources, where these other three sources were fairly consistent. Summary of this data: grain yield and N uptake and economic return were not different among these five sources when averaged across time of application. Averaged across the five N sources, spring applied N had greater N uptake compared with fall N, but it was primarily driven because of the urea and the Nitamin having poor performance when applied in the fall compared to those other N sources. Even with cool soils at the time of application and near normal spring rainfall, grain yield and economic return trended greater with spring applied N compared with fall N in our South Central location, and that pretty much is exactly what our current recommendations say. With that, I'd like to acknowledge our funding sources, Agrium, Dow, AgriSciences, Georgia-Pacific, JR Simplot, for their financial support of these projects. Thank you.
Questions?
Break time.
Go ahead.
Did you have yield on your zero N control?
Yes, the question was, did we have yield on our zero N control? Yeah, we did. And we used that to calculate the total N uptake and the fertilizer use efficiency.
Okay. I was just curious if typically you'd say there was another application charge. Or I guess it's just the timing and the same application rate, fall versus spring, or is there an advantage for farmers in the fall?
Yeah, typically it's more of a time savings advantage. The growers would like to see it done in the fall because of time savings. They're busier in the spring. They want to get out and plant sooner in the spring. So, and the dealers like to see fall application. It spreads their workload out. I didn't mention it in the economics, but I did calculate in the economics a factor for application cost.
Did you say you did take into consideration the difference between the cost of the nitrogen in the fall versus spring in your economic analysis?
No, that's true. I did not change the cost of N in the economic analysis for fall applied versus spring. I used a fixed cost that is the current cost today for all the economic calculations.
Is it common, though, for those prices to be different between fall application versus spring in terms of the cost of the
I think in our roller coaster that we've seen in fertilizer prices, I don't think there's any trend that you could really hard and fast. Maybe 10 years ago that was the case, but certainly not now.